Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. How do you do? Great to be back with you. I am Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo, the hater of Hug Life, is back in the network studio. Glad to have you along for the ride. 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. 844-GSP. ESPN is the number. Text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. 71307 is the number, or call us 844-GSP ESPN, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP ESPN. That is the number to be a part of the program. If you want to jump online with us today, you are certainly welcome to do it. A couple of big stories we've been talking about out of the National Basketball Association. Chris Paul is out for the Phoenix Suns, and definitely my man is having a whale of a postseason. But talk about postseason bad luck. It was broken this morning that CP3 is going to be out an indefinite amount of time due to COVID protocols. He is out an indefinite amount of time. Now, we do not know exactly what that means. We don't know exactly what that means. We do not know what, if it was a contact tracing protocol. We do not know if Chris Paul has tested positive for the coronavirus. Jalen Rose is on ESPN reporting that Chris Paul has been vaccinated.
Pardon me.
Terrible timing. Has been vaccinated. Waiting on confirmation for that to be true. But again, we do know that there is still a greatly diminished chance, but we do know that there is still a chance for you to contract the coronavirus if you have been vaccinated. It greatly diminishes the chances that you will be that you will contract the virus, but it is a possibility. We do not know. I suspect this is contact tracing. And I will tell you, Lonzo, that in watching Game 4, after the Phoenix Suns swept the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic out of the Western Conference semifinals, the first thing that I noticed, Chris Paul went after the match was over, after the game was over, Chris Paul went up into the stands and he was out there hugging people and fans and journalists and went up into the stands. And my first thought was, look, I am not trying to be hypocritical here. I've been living my life, all right? I am fully vaccinated. I have received both shots, and I've been living my life. I've been going to Swamp Rabbits games. I've been going to Triumph games. I've been going to bars. I've been going out and about and doing my thing, all right? Because I have been fully vaccinated. Doesn't mean that I'm walking into a crowded room of 10,000 people, but Triumph games are outside. Swamp Rabbits games, I can keep my distance, but I've been meeting people. I've been shaking people's hands and doing the whatnot around the Ville, right? I'm not trying to be hypocritical, but Zoe, if somebody came to me right now and said, Rob Brown, I'm going to give you $20 million a year, and I'm going to pay you as long as you don't contract COVID. So even with both vaccinations being completed, if somebody was paying me $20 million a year and that contract came to a conclusion if I contracted COVID, Zoe, I'd be living in this apartment and talking to nobody in person ever. Ever. Until I was done and I thought the bank account was stacked enough.
I was gonna say, I'm just going to guess you'd be living in a different apartment, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't
be making
in
$20 million.
Yeah, I would be living in the bathroom of this apartment by itself, all right? And the only thing combating the isolation insanity would be the thought that every year I'm banking 20 mil or whatever the case. I don't know what Chris Paul's contract is, but it's got to be up there, right? So the thought for me here is when Chris Paul started going up into the stands, he was taking a risk. He was taking a risk. He doesn't know. I mean, I'm sure he's working under the assumption that everybody up there was vaccinated, but it's not a great assumption, right? As soon as I saw him doing that, I'm like, CP3, no, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. Now, I did take one solace for Chris Paul, a guy I'm a big fan of. I took one bit of solace for Chris Paul, and it was this. The NBA seemed relatively lax on their COVID protocols. What do I mean by that? He seemed relatively lax with the COVID, the NBA seemed relatively lax with the COVID protocols. I can do this, I promise. Because LeBron James, before the postseason started, LeBron James held a tequila tasting party for a brand that he is invested in. And there were dozens of people at LeBron's tequila tasting party. Now, we don't know who amongst them was and was not vaccinated. Hell, we don't know who was there. But LeBron James held this party, attended this party, went through this party, and was not required by the NBA to miss any time at all. So I think if I'm Chris Paul, I'm probably looking at that and going, well, obviously the NBA is not laying the hammer down, right? They're not laying the hammer down on players who are breaking specific COVID protocols. And by the way, relaxed COVID protocols. The NBA has relaxed these protocols as the season went on, but there are still some in place. Chris Paul, and going up into the stands, my immediate thought, my immediate response was, oh no, Chris, don't do that, just in case. But hey, maybe they let LeBron off the hook, maybe not.
So I don't want to get into this argument with you, but if he has been, well, maybe I do since I'm bringing it up, if he has been vaccinated, then he has no fear if the vaccine is effective. Because if you've been vaccinated, then supposedly you can catch it. So why would he have a problem with going up in the stands?
No, that is respectfully incorrect. So you can still contract COVID with the vaccination.
So what you're saying is the vaccine doesn't work?
No, that is not what I'm saying. All right. The COVID vaccination, it dramatically decreases the chance that you will get it, right? Dramatically decrease the chance that you can get it. I don't know the exact numbers. I have them on my computer somewhere, but I don't have them where I can pull them up on the fly. But, Lonzo, there is a difference in an 80% chance that you can get something and a 10% chance that you can get something. 80% chance means you're likely to get it. 10% chance means there's a small chance, though it is non-existent. The COVID vaccine, to make up, let me be very clear, a very hypothetical and incorrect number. Without the vaccine, you are 80% likely to get COVID-19. With the vaccine, you are 5% likely to get the vaccine, right? To get COVID-19. There is still a very real chance that you could get it, which has led to many people, even with the vaccine, saying, I'm still not going out and doing the things, which is their call.
So from everything I'm reading and everything I've heard, no one has said that he has COVID.
Right. It's a violation of the protocols.
Violation of the protocols, which means he may have went and got some wings.
Yeah, he may have gotten the Magic City Wings. My suspicion, though, is that he probably got popped for exactly what I'm talking about, which is after game four was over with the Nuggets, he just went up into the stands. He just walked up into the stands. I think his mom was up there, and he had some family and friends, but he walked into the crowd at the Denver Nuggets game. He just walked into the crowd and was hanging out with them for a couple of minutes before he went to the locker room. My suspicion is that the NBA is not a big fan of that, and since he was the most visible one, they popped him for a COVID violation. Question's going to be, if he goes out there, and let's say today, tomorrow, and Wednesday before game one, is to get a couple of negative COVID tests, is he going to be allowed out of the protocols in order to play? My suspicion is, because Adam Silver is being called a complete, total, and entire hypocrite because he did not threaten LeBron for a COVID violation, but has gone after CP3, my suspicion is that if Chris Paul can go out there and get a couple of negative coronavirus tests between now and game one, that they will let him go ahead and play because they don't like the backlash of being called hypocrites, which is, let's be honest, kind of what they're doing right now. But I don't know that for a fact. I don't know that for a fact. We're going to have to wait and find out. The point here, though, is that as far as Adam Silver's being considered, as far as the NBA is being considered, though, this does make them look very hypocritical. If Chris Paul is indeed vaccinated, like Jalen Rose is saying that he is, all right, and let's take Jalen at his word here. I don't know if Jalen and CP3 are dudes, if they're bros, if they're amigos, and Jalen Rose is 100% correct. I don't know that for a fact. Let's take him at his word for the sake of discussion. A, it does not mean that Chris Paul can't get the coronavirus and can't spread the coronavirus, right? Your chances of getting it are drastically reduced, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. If he gets the if it turns out that him going up into the stands was the COVID protocol violation, and him going up into the stands is the reason that they decided to pull the trigger on him being suspended. If that is indeed the case, then I would ask, why not LeBron? Now, where this ultimately leads me, Zoe, is this. There are people out there who believe that commissioners in major sports, and I am one of them with the NFL specifically, let me be clear. There are people out there who believe that the commissioners of major sports pull certain strings behind the scenes in order to create postseason matchups that they want. You will never convince me that the blown call, I'm sorry to bring up old stuff, we bringing up old stuff. You will not convince me, Zoe, that the reason that the LA Rams were not called for pass interference, keeping the New Orleans Saints out of the Super Bowl, was for any reason other than Roger Goodell wanted his baby. Remember, getting a team back in LA, nevertheless two of them, was Roger Goodell's passion project. You will not convince me, let me rephrase that, it would take an incredible display to convince me that the reason that that pass interference wasn't called was not because Roger Goodell's legacy, his baby, was getting a team from LA in the league, and in the first freaking year that the Los Angeles Rams were a team, all of a sudden, they get the worst no-call in history to get sent to a Super Bowl. You're not convincing me Roger Goodell didn't have a hand in that in order to send his baby to the show so that he could go, hey, look, guys, I got a team in LA, and they went to a Super Bowl in their first year. How great for us.
I just wrote down, I'm going to find some conspiracy theory music to make sure I have it on hand, you know, in the future when
that's fine.
When this is brought up.
Have at.
Because it will be brought up again.
Yeah. Till the day that I take my final breath, I will believe that. All right? Get my tinfoil hat. Let me borrow that tinfoil hat you got in the office, though. I need it. I am convinced that Roger Goodell pulled a string in order to get the New Orleans Saints knocked out so that his baby, his passion project, a team in Los Angeles, could go to the dance. There are people who believe that Adam Silver pulls strings behind the scenes of the NBA in order to create storylines that sell the product. And those people this morning, with LeBron James not being put into COVID protocol, but CP3 being put into COVID protocol. Oh, by the way, with Kawhi Leonard going out with a knee injury the same day, remember, a team from LA that the NBA would most certainly want into the finals for monetary purposes. With Kawhi Leonard going out with an ACL injury that may keep him out of the Western Conference Finals, all of a sudden, CP3, become the guy who is the key to the Phoenix Suns' success this year. CP3 gets popped with a coronavirus protocol that may make him unavailable for that same freaking series. You're telling me there's not a little bit of drama there? I'm not saying Adam Silver did this. I'm saying that the people who believe Adam Silver pull strings in order to create the matchups he wants to create in the postseason, doesn't it kind of feel like they got a little bit more credibility today? Doesn't it kind of feel like they got a bigger leg to stand on today? Zoe, you may call me crazy, but even in the 1% back of your brain that loves conspiracy theories, I kind of have a point, don't I?
You do, and now I have a call me maybe stuck in my head. Hopefully you don't know what that is.
Hey, I just met you and this is crazy. So here's my number, so call me maybe.
Unfortunately, yes. What you were doing was
right.
Along. Yeah.
At your baby. So here's my number. Call me. All right, go with what you were going to say so I can stop doing that.
I don't know. I was curious. Do you know who sang that, though?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
This from the Trivia King, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I thought I could stump him.
I mean, I'm not proud that I know that, Lonzo, but I used to DJ weddings for a living. If there has been a top 40...
Why would you play that at your wedding?
I don't know. It was one of the most requested songs I got for a hot minute.
Oh, please.
It was usually like a bridesmaid, hey, can you dedicate this to the groomsmen that I'm trying to get with tonight?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because that's usually the direction it went.
It never goes the other way. So, so the one of the biggest things that I got out of what you were saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, you said that some people would say that Adam Silver was. Why aren't you just saying that you're saying it?
Because I'm not.
Okay.
Because I'm not. All right. I don't know for a fact. I am willing in this case, Lonzo, with very, 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 very rare exception. I let people plead their case before I come to a decision, before I come to an opinion, before I arrive at what I feel is true. And I am willing to let the NBA explain to me personally. I want to call from Adam Silver. I know he listens to the show. I am willing to let Adam Silver personally explain to me why it was that Chris Paul got popped with a COVID protocol violation, but LeBron James did not. I am willing to let Adam Silver explain that to me before I cast judgment. That being said, Lonzo, if we get to the end of this postseason and Chris Paul misses time and the Suns lose and Adam Silver never comes forward with an explanation why CP3 got popped when Bron didn't, then I will not stop the hordes of people coming forward saying Adam Silver is a hypocrite. I will let them use my show as a platform happily, Lonzo.
You will lead the crusade. Okay.
Oh, I will. I don't know that I will lead it, but I will allow this show to be a megaphone for it because it puts heat under Adam Silver, who has been a decent commissioner, to explain himself. He's been a decent commissioner. But this would be a spot. Let's take a break. We'll get your thoughts on the text line and the phone lines when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. A couple of tweets that have, our text and tweets that have come in. We've been talking about the CP3 being locked down because of COVID protocol violations. A couple of texts that have come in at ESPN. Hey, Rob, if we are using data to support if you get the vaccine, you are less at risk to contract COVID than since COVID was found. It must have eaten the influenza virus because it has been eradicated, apparently, or had it, Lonzo, play the conspiracy music. All right, the influenza virus has not been eradicated completely. There are still people with the flu. So, no, that's incorrect, A.
So, conspiracy music, do we want to go...
X-Files theme.
Okay, well, I want to use something I can use on the stream.
Yeah, I hate that we can't. Or yes, just don't play it back to the stream.
Well, I could do that, but pretty soon that won't... I was going to ask, do you want to go dark or do you want to go comical? If you want to go X-Files, you're going...
If you go dark. If you go dark... I'm going to get into it.
You know that our service, you can click certain things in and it will give you something similar.
Yeah, so. I'm good with that. Okay. I'm good with that. Let's go dark. The influenza has not been eradicated, but you'll notice that when we all spent a year not being able to go out and do things and be around each other, then viruses are harder to spread. That's why we are also seeing a decrease in the flu and other viruses, because we haven't been around each other for a long time. That's literally the reason, right? The flu did not get eradicated. It just has a harder time spreading because for so long, A, we weren't around each other, and B, the majority of us were wearing masks. And so if you have the flu and you are wearing a mask, just like coronavirus, it makes it that much more difficult to spread. Not impossible, but much more difficult to spread.
And we stopped hugging.
Which Lonzo was very much in favor of. That's just incorrect. And if you think logically for a second, you realize there's a very good reason why the influenza has been massively reduced. Watch next year, this year, when we are going back out into public and interacting with each other, people who have the flu will spread the flu again. That was literally the purpose of mask and distancing, was to stop spreading viruses to each other. Predominantly one. But other viruses were also decreased for the same reason. At ESPN, speaking of C-19, I've never shut down or stayed at home. However, I do social distance now because I don't know who has the jab and I don't want them shedding it. Okay, that's been debunked. This isn't a science show. All right, it's a sports show. I have some fun with science every now and then because I'm a big science dork, all right? But you don't shed the vaccine, all right? You don't shed the vaccine and impact other people. It's not how the vaccine works. I've heard people saying that, and with all due respect, Texter, it's irresponsible. All right? It's incorrect.
By the way,
I prefer
that we socially distance for the rest of our lives, but that's just me.
Oh, no, listen, if you're in favor of social distancing just to stay away from people because you want to stay away from people, hey, whatever it takes to make it work, man. Again, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. I've been going to games, I've been going to bars, I've been going to music. Do your thing. All right? Do your thing. But do it for good reasons. Do it for correct reasons. Do it for reasons that make sense. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all. And don't be a hypocrite, Adam Silver, you giant hypocrite. You giant freaking hypocrite. You protect the golden child. It has been impressive. Lonzo, LeBron has done like a anti-Cameron Grimes for me, right? I came into this year despising Cameron Grimes and loving LeBron James. I leave this year being a Cameron Grimes fan and being anti-Braun. What a year 2021 has been.
And I am riding shotgun with you.
What a year 2021 has been. Unreal. Unbelievable. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. 71307. Let's take a break. When we come back, what do you say, boys and girls? We talk a little soccer and hockey. Stick around. Don't turn the dial. I promise I'll make it worth your... No, stop. Don't touch that button. It'll be worth it. With some local sports when we come back. And then Twitter trending topic wraps it up on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I can't read it on air, but I just got the best insult on the live stream. I can't say what it said, but it ended with a very weird end, which was change your accent. The rest of it, completely unacceptable for on-air reading, but that was hilarious. It went, I love you, but followed by four-word insult, which was like 66% correct. Followed by, I love you, but change your accent, end quote. And I'm very, very confused. That being said, when you go push the block button, Lonzo, one of the options is put user in timeout, which is hilarious.
So I wonder what the timeout period is.
5 minutes is at least the first one.
Ah.
So I can literally put you in a 5 minute timeout. I have never felt so much power in my career, Lonzo. I used to be on a television station that broadcasted from Panama City to Mobile, Alabama, and in every market in between. And when I was on television, it didn't make me feel as powerful as being able to threaten listeners with a five-minute timeout.
So did you ban or did you time out just to see what
happened? Oh, I timeouted just to see what it would do.
Oh, so you can do it again.
So Plain Jane is in a five-minute timeout right now.
Take that, you.
Yeah. Take that, Plain Jane. And go stand in the corner with your nose against the wall for 5 minutes, Plain Jane, you loser. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN. The Greenville Triumph are back in action. Tonight they will be at home, Legacy Early College, 7 p.m. against North Carolina FC. This is a match that has already been played once this year. The Triumph went on the road up to North Carolina FC and got a W a number of weeks ago. Just one L on the schedule so far this season. It was this past Sunday on the road down at North Texas FC, a 3-0 blowout at the hands of North Texas. And the Greenville Triumph will be looking to try to get that turned around and get back onto the correct side of the column this evening back at home. Dallas J, if you missed this story, very, very impressive young man. Obviously, the starting goalkeeper for your Greenville Triumph. He's also the starting goalkeeper for the Guam international team. Dallas had an international World Cup qualifier a few days back against the Philippines. Dallas flew from South Carolina to Los Angeles and then across the Pacific over to China, to Beijing, where that match was set to take place, except for there was a COVID outbreak in the area of the match. So out of concern for the players, those two teams were then flown from China to the Middle East, and they played that match in Abu Dhabi. Then Dallas flew from Abu Dhabi back to South Carolina and then over to Texas for that match against North Texas. Dallas J flew literally around the world. Literally around the world before playing in that match. So it was no surprise. And the Greenville Triumph had not played a match for 3 weeks leading up to that match against North Texas FC. So they were a little rusty. And you could see that they were a little rusty. You could see they were a little out of sorts. They looked to get back after a match to get warmed up against North Texas to get back into shape against North Carolina FC tonight, Legacy Early College at 7 p.m. Also this evening, just a few minutes after that, we will have game number one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the Kelly Cup playoffs when your Greenville Swamp Rabbits take on the South Carolina Stingrays out of Charleston. Now, that match is going to be very interesting because a win is a must, in my opinion, in game one for the Rabbits. Remember, this series, because the ECHL decided South Carolina's wants and needs were more important than Greenville's for whatever reason. South Carolina, even though they are the away team in this series, actually has 3 of the 5 home games in the best of 5 series, which means that Greenville must win a game on the road in order to win the series. South Carolina does not need to win a game on the road despite being the lower seeded team. It is a 1-2-2 format. So game number one tonight is over in Charleston, home of the Stingrays. Games 2 and 3 will be Friday and Saturday evening right here in Greenville. Game 4, if necessary, and game 5, if necessary, will both be back in Charleston. But because Greenville's the home team, hooray, if it goes all the way to game 5, Greenville will be treated as the home team in Charleston. Cool. They get to wear blue jerseys. Yay. Outside of that, who cares, right? This is a screw job by the ECHL. And as far as I'm concerned, Greenville cannot let it get it to game 5. They must win game 1. And even if they don't close out the series in Greenville, they have to win 2 of the first 3, in my opinion. They win 2 of the first 3, then I will take the odds that they go on the road and take one of the final 2 away from South Carolina. But do not let that get to a game 5. If it gets to a game 5, even though we are the home team in Charleston, that stadium will come alive, all right? It will be loud.
All right, we have breaking news. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Charlotte Hornets guard LaMelo Ball has been voted NBA Rookie of the Year.
No shock. No shock was having a great... I mean, he had the injury. But honestly, I mean, who else would it have been, man? Like, who else would it have been? I can't.
So you're saying it's not really breaking news because everyone knew that's who it was going to be?
No, I mean, it's breaking news in that it has happened, right? Like, it's breaking news in that he has officially been named. Anthony Edwards from the Timberwolves and Sacramento Kings guard Tyrese Haliburton were your three finalists in that. I don't see how either of those two guys did. I mean, Haliburton was good this year.
Never
Edwards was good this
heard
year.
Of them.
Yeah, I mean, look, they and I guess that's the point, right? I guess that's the point. They had good years, but that was it. Now, a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, therookiewire.com said that they actually got an eyes on from some of the media members that publicly disclosed their votes, and based on their initial sample of votes for the poll, which is I believe a ranked choice, so you actually rank 1, 2, and 3, and based on first, second, and third place votes. Anyway, LaMelo Ball received 95.3% of the maximum amount possible of first place votes. 15.7, 6.1, 5.9 boards, and 1.6 steals in 51 games. Led the Hornets to a play-in tournament. Finished second in scoring average, but led all rookies in assists and steals during the regular season. Did miss 21 games due to a wrist injury, but was good enough the rest of the time. Look, a lot of these awards, and this is one thing I am appreciative of, Zoe, regarding the NBA. One of the things that I am appreciative of is the fact that over the past, I will say, 2-3 years, the awards have actually started going to well-rounded players. It's not just the guy that leads the point value. It's the guy that has the stats that show he's well-rounded, and LaMelo Ball was easily the most well-rounded player, was just a couple of points behind in the points per game category, but led in assists and steals and was towards the top in boards as well. Easily the most well-rounded player of those three rookie finalists, so no big surprise to me that he won that. 844-477-3776. Ingles Market text line open at 71307. Texter says how awesome it is to see MLB pitchers complaining that they can't cheat anymore. Hey, man, look, it's not really cheating if players were openly able to talk about the fact that they did it. Now they're just being disciplined for the first time, Texter. That's what they don't like. At ESPN Hurricane, Jeff says, you guys are a trip. Thanks for making me laugh. You know, so we get into some serious stuff. We talk seriously on the show. But at the end of the day, I have always described this show as, it's lunchtime, pull up a stool to the bar next to me, and let's laugh and chat and have some fun about sports like we would if you needed a break from work, because let's be honest, we all do.
Exactly. If we were out having some wings, enjoying each other's company, this is how we are.
Yeah. You get Zoe and I the way Zoe and I are. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I'm not mad about it. But we have fun. I'd much rather have fun. Yelling into a microphone for 3 hours is not, well, that's what I do. Angrily yelling into a microphone for 3 hours is not fun. Having fun is having fun. Quick break. Twitter trending topics. When we come back on the Rob Brown Show, this is ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I tell Rob what is trending on the internets, and he will tell us what he knows about them, and it's going to be an amazing thing. The first thing that's trending is Disney.
I am flipping the scripts on you, Lonzo.
Good, good, because it's your show. You do what you got to do.
I am flipping the script on you. Earlier, I came across a tweet from a cat who claims to be a financial investment guru on Twitter.
He's not from Saudi Arabia.
No.
He? Okay.
No, just, no. He's this guy on Twitter.
He's not a prince, right?
Correct. He's this guy on Twitter with the Twitter handle Side Hustle King. And he said, quote,
"We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Would you rather get paid $1 million right now or $50 every month for the rest of your life? I'll take option B. That's what passive income is. Find a way to make passive income. It'll change your life, end quote. So, Zoe, I'm going to test you here because the answer is very obvious. $1 million check right now or 50 months every month for the rest of your life. And I'll go one step further. I will say $50 every month for the rest of your life, including retroactive to all the months that you've already lived. For $50 okay. a month, all every right. month of your entire life, or a check for $1 million right now. What are you taking?
All right, even with the retroactive, I'm still going with the million. And here's the reason why. If that million is properly invested, and being my advanced age, I'm going with the million because I know I would pay off everything that I have right now. I would live within my means. I would not quit my job. I would live comfortably. But $50, no, I'm not doing that.
Let me make this real easy. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not follow and let your life be dictated by social media influencers, okay? There are some folks out there who do what they do, and they do what they do for a reason because they're good at it. $50 a month is $600 a year. So you're saying $600 a year for every year that you live, or $1 million. If you live to be 100 years old, Lonzo, that's $60,000.
That's my plan, by the way.
Yeah, me too. You know, barring any bus accidents. Yeah, me too.
That was very specific.
Yeah, well, you know, I know what I worry about. $60,000 or $1 million. I don't care if you believe that passive income was like the most important thing in the world. If you would if you let some influencer convince you.
Well, what is passive income?
Passive income is income that you don't actually have to do anything in order to get, right? Like, you don't have to put... Do you see the fly on my microphone, by the way? Tell me you're seeing this right now.
I do not see it, no.
All right. Well, you just flew right in front of the camera. Anyway, sorry. 50.
Your screen froze as you were pointing at the microphone.
So. Passive income is income like if you own a rental property, right? Like, even though you have to work to upkeep the property or whatever, at the end of the day, you're getting money coming in that you're not actively having to do anything to get. That's passive income. What the point of this is, ladies and gentlemen, is don't let Twitter and Instagram influencers tell you how to live your best life. Go learn, go educate yourself, and think. And I promise you, you'll get further than you will if you let Side Hustle King convince you that 60 grand for a life that is 100 years long is better for you than a check for $1 million. And the number of people who are agreeing with him is insane.
Yeah, that Twitter handle didn't give anything away.
No, insane. I saw another guy earlier who said he would take a dinner with Jay-Z to learn from him over $1 million.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.